fighting for America.
Dangerous people with guns are a threat to women. Change our laws. Please, join your voice with mine.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is my strong belief, however, that a principal should not be granted the power and responsibility of affecting teacher pay and the level of license they hold.
Fighting for you.
One of the questions I often get is, do we have our own jets to fly us around the country? And the
yes.
answer is no.
Rainbow One, yes. I saw it the other day.
You know, Nancy Pelosi did get a jet. Yes. That was true.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, well, well. First, the state of Texas, and then Cleveland, Ohio. They said it couldn't happen here, true believers. But Ebola now running wild in New York. Oh, my. Oh, my. Good morning. Kay Milley with you here at 580 KIDO. We'll talk about this. How could a doctor who has taken the Hippocratic Oath to save us, to save lives, be so negligent when it comes to your health and my health? And again, I kind of like what Senator Shaheen said. He's where he should be fighting Ebola, talking about the President of the United States. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, a couple weeks away before Election Day. I think it's, 10 days away, something like that. With us now, one of the great activists in our community, David Ripley from Idaho Chooses Life. David, good to have you with us this morning.
My friend, how are you?
Well, I'm fascinated with what's going on with this governor's race, with the state school superintendent race, with all the races here, and what it means for the legislature, what it means for everything else. But I don't get out a lot. You, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty busy, and, you know, I think we are in the middle of a very important, and I think it's going to be a fairly tense and surprising election, is my guess.
Well, when you and I talked both on and off the air several months ago, heck, probably not last summer, but the summer before the primary, we kind of went over what we would see. Based on what we talked about then, is this the closest governor's race we've seen in quite some time?
Yeah, I think we are probably headed toward a very long election night, if I were to guess. And I think it's going to be important for you know, conservatives to understand that there really is a battle going on out there. And that's part of why I was hoping to get on your show and talk about some of these races. You know, if it's all right, I'd like to start with the governor's race.
Well, you know, I think I've trained you well. Or you're such a great political astute operative that you're not going to depend on the host to come up with the questions. You're going to do them yourself. So let's take a look at the governor's race, my friend.
Well, I know you're working hard, so I'm just trying to help you out. You just rein me in when necessary.
You know, I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball.
All right.
And I shared this with Dave Burnett earlier. I want to share this ad with you, and this pretty much underscores what's going on in the governor's race. And I want you this will be our intro into the governor's race. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
One of the really sad things is how many teachers Idaho is losing. These are high-quality teachers going to other states to get a living wage because they can't earn it here in Idaho. And if you want high-quality teachers, you've got to attract them by giving them a living wage. Many of the teachers that are here qualify for free or reduced lunch for their kids because they don't have enough wages. And I'm one of them. We have a lot of politicians who talk the talk, but we really need politicians who will walk the walk. Idaho ranks 50th in the nation when it comes to the amount of money that they spend per pupil. We need politicians who are willing to fund education and make it the highest priority here in Idaho. For the future of Idaho, we need somebody who has a vision, who knows how to lead out, and especially in education. AJ has a track record for caring about schools and a passion for education, and that's exactly what we need in the governor's office.
All right, there we have it. How effective will that ad be? It's on Facebook right now. Perhaps it'll be on TV soon.
Well, I think the Democrats are pulling a page from history. They I think, are convinced that Cecil Landris won the governor's office largely on his commitment to funding public education. And I think there is, you know, some sense on their side that that's how they're going to win the governorship again.
Okay. On the other hand, you know, it's a tale of really two campaigns. You have Mr. Blukoff, who is doing a lot of social media, a lot of education, education, education. In fact, that debate on Channel 7, it was 41 minutes on education.
Yep.
And then you have the governor doing some social media to an extent, but doing the grassroots out in the countryside thing. Break down the tale of the tape as you see it right now, David Ripley.
Well, I think, you know, part of the issue and part of what I, you know, I'm hoping to talk to people about is to remind them that there are, as important as education is, what Balakoff is really proposing with respect to even education is funding. So we are back to the mantra of, you know, more money equals better schools. And I think the fact of the matter is that it's just not that simple. There's no doubt that, in my opinion at least, that we do need to pay teachers better. We need to get more money into the classroom. But the fact of the matter is that I think AJ is largely a captive of the education bureaucracy. So if you're looking at education reform, if you're looking at being able to do things better and smarter, I don't think that AJ is going to be a candidate you're happy with as governor. Perhaps more importantly, there are a lot of other issues that, you know, I don't know that are receiving sufficient attention. You know, from my point
well,
of
now,
view,
now, now, David, we're not going to let you off with that because right? the inmates only run the asylum on Saturday. So let's get to this issue. This is not about AJ Balukoff. This is about Idaho, which is predominantly Republican, and you have the Republican Party, the grassroots, the Russ Fulcher folks. Still very upset about the health exchange, still upset about the primary, still being upset by being targeted by the establishment during the primary season. Senator Pierce and others, not in office anymore. Lenore Barrett as well, had to work very hard. You tell me, as someone who lives within both communities, what this means. Will the conservatives come home? David Ripley at 580KIDO, are you going to urge the conservatives to come home?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, listen, you know, we endorsed Russ Fulcher in the primary. I think there have been mistakes made by the Otter campaign and the Otter administration with respect to some key policy questions and, frankly, some political issues. I don't know that they've been as effective as they should have been coming out of that primary, but here we are, okay? We're, you know, under 2 weeks from this election. And from my point of view, you know, the notion that there's not any difference between Otter or in AJ, I think is just silly. I mean, and from, you know, where I live on social issues, on the life issue, you know, and we're concerned about the impact of the homosexual agenda, I mean, there is a wide chasm between these two candidates. I think Butch is, you know, should be given some serious credit by the conservative movement for his, not just his pro-life record, but his vigorous defense of Idaho and the Constitution with respect to the homosexual marriage issue. For those people who think that it's, you know, that deal is over with, I think they got some surprises coming. I mean, in my opinion, underneath the homosexual marriage question, what really is happening here is a full-on assault against religious liberty. Churches are about to come in for some serious legal and social attack if they do not conform to the homosexual agenda. I think there's going to be a serious attempt to strip churches of their tax-exempt status. There's going to be a demand that they perform homosexual marriages within those churches. And, you know, I was I've anticipated this coming, but I was even dumbstruck to actually open up the paper within hours of, you know, a conversation and seeing that it actually had already come to Coeur d'Alene.
Right, with the hitching post. But back to this race, you talk to the conservatives. They're still very angry. How do you see this playing out in the election? Can the governor win without them?
No, there's no way you can win without them. It's not mathematically possible.
You have Congressman Labrador making that case. Certainly not best friends with the governor, but understanding the importance of this election. What about Senator Fulcher?
Well, I, you know, know, is my understanding is that Russ endorsed him, you know, coming out of that primary. And I know that Russ cares about the social issues as deeply as I do. You know, but, you know, he'll have to speak for himself. But I would expect him to be supporting Butch Otter in this fall election.
Well, and if not, we could see a very close election night. Do you believe that the governor will win Ada and Canyon counties?
Certainly Canyon County. I think Ada County is probably in play. I think it's going to be a close election in Ada County.
All right, so we have your read on the governor's race. Is that how powerful education is, that one person can win on just one issue alone?
Well, I think that's the issue that AG is most comfortable with. It's the way, you know, it's the one issue that he thinks he can talk to a broad spectrum of Idahoans. And, in fact, you know, contrary to some of the national press we get, I mean, when you reduce our commitment to education to, you know, per pupil expenditures and say, well, this is how much Idaho spends, so that must mean, you know, Idaho is a bunch of, you know, rednecks who don't care about kids and don't care about education. I mean, that's just silly. You know, some of the school districts in this country that are spending the most money are getting the poorest product. And so that said, I think as a Democrat running in Idaho, they feel most comfortable talking about education because there is, in fact, a broad-based value on schools and on educating our kids and preparing them for the future. But it's not as simple, and that's where the challenge is. You know, it's just not as simple as throwing money at schools and expecting that magic is going to somehow happen.
Well, we shall see. David Ripley with us from Idaho Chooses Life. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. We will continue talking about the elections coming up, but what about the state school superintendent's race? How do you see that playing out?
Well, I haven't held much hope out for the Republican nominee since the primary, frankly. And, I mean, to be honest with you, I think that race is fairly much over.
So you believe that Jana Jones will win that one?
Yep.
And why?
Well, I don't think there's been a sufficient contrast drawn by the Republican, you know, candidate in terms of, you know, how she disagrees with the establishment. I mean, I think she's basically an establishment candidate, for, you know, looking at education from the same point of view as Ms. Jones.
More coming up with our great friend David Ripley. We'll talk more about the races at hand coming up next at 580 KIDO. David, of course, with Idaho Chooses Life, idahochooseslife.org. And we'll talk a little bit about what the governor can do concerning same-sex marriage in Idaho next here at 580 KIDO. If you have a question for David, 580-5436. 618 now. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Governor Otter is asking a federal appeals court for a review of the ruling to allow gay marriage in Idaho.
It's not the government's place to regulate any kind of marriage.
If you want this kind of stuff, then vote for them, because that's what they're going to give you.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO.
Our friend David Ripley with us, Idaho Chooses Life, taking a look at the races. We talked a little bit about the governor of the state school superintendent race, other big races going on. David Ripley.
Congratulations on the award, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's really cool.
It really is an honor, and it's the belief of people like yourself and other folks that that have trusted us to do what we do. So thank you.
Well, you're a blessing to the state.
Well, bless you.
So what should we talk about now?
Well, let's take a look at some of these other races that are going up and down the ballot. We've got, doesn't look like the congressmen are going to be in trouble. You know, we've got ACHD. We've got other races countywide as well.
Well, I would like to talk about the coroner's race a little bit.
Imagine that, yes.
And I'm also quite interested in the treasurer's race. So if we could, I'd like to start there, maybe.
Now, this is very exciting stuff. Yes. Why, you
very
know,
exciting.
Throughout the community, though, there's an undercurrent concerning this coroner's race. Why is it so important? Why are people so vested in this?
Well, I think a lot of the controversy comes from the is coming from inside the coroner's office itself. I think there's some anxiety about the change that's coming. You know, there was a certain plan that they were going to you know, to sort of pass the baton from, you know, one person to the next, and, you know, all the chairs would stay in place, and, you know, life would be comfortable. Clearly, change is coming, and I think there's a lot of concern about that. I think there's a fair amount of sour grapes going on. But it also seems, you know, I've learned quite a lot myself, really. I mean, like most Ada County folks, I mean, you just don't pay attention to the coroner's race, and I'm not sure most people even knew there was a coroner, and if, you know, it clearly had something to do with death, but it really wasn't, you know, a major concern. There's been so much stability in that office for so long that it's just something people just didn't pay attention to. I've been schooled on, you know, the fact is that that office has some major responsibilities with respect to life and death issues, for that matter. You know, I think the Constitution was written because people appreciated the fact that the coroner was sort of the gatekeeper of the public health and safety with respect to disease issues or mental health issues or other public health threats, certainly major crimes. So the fact is the office is getting a fair amount of attention, and you know, we've endorsed Mike Chilton in that race. And I have to say that, you know, I think he's one of the finest candidates that I've had a chance to know in the time I've been in office or, you know, in politics. And I just think it's a very important race, and certainly very important from a pro-life point of view. As we,
what does that have to do with the coroner's office?
Well, the fact is, you know, our agenda with respect to life is bigger than simply abortion. It involves the, you know, end-of-life issues. And in the age of Obamacare, I think this office could be vitally important in terms of safeguarding, you know, the health and life of the disabled and the elderly.
Interesting.
And it's sort of the thing that you wouldn't normally think through, but, you know, as long as I've been doing this work, I haven't really paid much attention to the office either. But, I've actually had an opportunity to dig in on this thing, and you know, I'm sort of embarrassed to admit that I hadn't really, you know, paid much attention to it. But that was that was bad on me, I guess.
Well, and there we have it. That's heating up as well, David Ripley. Let's get back to the gay marriage issue. How do you see this playing out, since the Supreme Court has pretty much legalized same-sex marriage? Is polygamy next?
Well, I think there are any number of things that are going to roll out here. When you have a judiciary that's intent upon remaking society, you know, this is the same model they used to shove legalized abortion down our throats. The fact of the matter is that, you know, the implications of this and how far it goes, I think, are impossible to say. But as I said earlier, I think fundamentally this is an assault on religious liberty. And it's not enough that marriage be allowed between people of the same sex. They are going to impose, just like they have or attempted to with respect to abortion. I mean, the demand to involve all of us in that darkness, you know, continues. You know, they want our tax dollars to pay for abortion. They want our tax dollars to pay for abortion-causing drugs. They want, it's not sufficient that it be allowed. It must be condoned, and we all must participate in it. And frankly, you know, to be, I guess, a genuine conservative, you know, redneck, I mean, I'll tell you what I think it is, which is evil. Churches are going to come in for it.
Don't hold anything back. I like I said, I believe the churches are next.
I think there's no question about it. I think it could be within months, for all I know, that you're looking at churches being forced to choose between conforming to the state's edict about performing homosexual weddings in their churches or losing their tax-exempt status.
Well, and a lot of people say that can't happen, but we said the same thing about gay marriage 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Right. Well, What about, you know, business owners that have actually lost their business, okay, for failure to cooperate with the homosexual agenda? Deprived of liberty and deprived of property and deprived of their ability to support themselves.
Our great friend David Ripley, one more time. So you believe, do you believe that the conservatives will come home?
I think many of them will, and probably enough to, you know, to get Butch reelected.
His toughest race, you think?
Oh, yeah, I do. And the fact is, you know, there's a confluence of all kinds of things. And I think Balakoff has invested a tremendous amount of his own money and put himself in some position to be, you know, heard. I think there is a certain amount of fatigue that comes with a person who's been in office as long as Butch has. And there's, I think, over time, there's a certain tendency. Certainly, conservatives are prone to this sort of thing. You know, where you focus on the negative, you focus on the things you disagree about, and you forget the stuff that he's done. You know, the old joke about, well, what have you done for me lately? I mean, the fact is, you know, with respect to the pro-life issue, I mean, Governor Otter signed more bills into law than any governor in history. And for conservatives who are willing to stand on principle and to believe in those principles of family, who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in the, in religious liberty, it's important to remember those things despite, you know, the fatigue of the day and appreciate the fact that, that Butch has done a lot of great things for this state.
David Ripley, always appreciate it. Hang on the line, would you?
You betcha.
It is 6:32. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
I'm back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
So 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. And we'll start off with this AJ Balukoff ad. We talked a little bit about it earlier. I'd love to get your thoughts here at 580 KIDO.
One of the really sad things is how many teachers Idaho is losing. These are high-quality teachers going to other states to get a living wage because they can't earn it here in Idaho. And if you want high-quality teachers, you've got to attract them by giving them a living wage. Many of the teachers that are here qualify for free or reduced lunch for their kids because they don't have enough wages. And I'm one of them. We have a lot of politicians who talk the talk, but we really need politicians who will walk the walk. Idaho ranks 50th in the nation when it comes to the amount of money that they spend per pupil. We need politicians who are willing to fund education and make it the highest priority here in Idaho. For the future of Idaho, we need somebody who has a vision, who knows how to lead out, and especially in education. AJ has a track record for caring about schools and a passion for education, and that's exactly what we need in the governor's office.
There we have it, and we'll see, I guess, if this comes to television, but very powerful ad where you have this teacher, Bart Black, of Marsh Valley High School, essentially saying, Idaho is 50th in investment per student, now we're losing good teachers. And, you know, Mr. Balukoff's plan, as he has talked about before, is to use the money instead of going into the rainy day fund, instead of challenging the same-sex marriage and other issues, is to put that back into education. He has said, and he has said to the governor to his face, that he will not raise taxes. Rather emotional during their last debate. See, this is where I wish we were more active, and we include ourselves in this as far as debates. I believe that this race is so close, there should be debates all the time, quite frankly. But I guess the next one is the public television debate. Hopefully they'll do a better job than they did the last time with Walt from Emmett, with Harley, with the governor, and the senator. Or the curmudgeon, the biker, the cowboy, and the normal guy. So you hear this ad at 580 KIDO. What is its impact on you? Does it make you think that, I may not believe what Idaho Democrats are saying, and I need to support education, so it's time for a change. And really, this is what it comes down to. Will the anger that a lot of folks have at Governor Otter be enough to force them not to vote for him. And you see the governor out working nonstop. As I've said before, no one will outwork the governor. And it comes down to principles. And you think about what you get with Governor Otter. He has been an institution in the state for many, many years. Whether you disagree with him or not, you like him. He's a likable guy. He has that Reagan-esque quality. But when you hear this ad and this teacher saying that some of these folks qualify for the federal school lunch program, is it time for a change? By the way, we have our opinion poll at 580kido.com. Certainly John Bujak in the lead. Mr. Bujak winning 62% of the vote, followed by Governor Otter at 35%, followed by Mr. Polukoff, followed by Mr. Pankey, who still can't return phone calls. What does that really say about a constitutional candidate who can't return phone calls to come on the radio, and yet he qualified for a debate? I mean, really, that goes to show you the kind of goofiness when it comes to qualifying. You have Mr. Bujak, who's winning our poll, who didn't qualify for a debate. You have Mr. Pankey, who, God bless him, he did his best. And maybe his phone doesn't work. I don't know. Still, we can't get a hold of him. And he wants to be the governor. I think it really comes down to values. And I think it comes down to, you know, the goodwill that Governor Otter has had for this state for many, many years. And we see him out in the countryside. And you see Mr. Belukoff here in the Treasure Valley. But I go back to this ad. I think this ad is highly effective. Again, I think we're going to figure out a lot of things from this election. We're going to figure out how powerful the education issue is in the state of Idaho, how powerful the grassroots Republicans are, and whether they stayed home, like we saw in the general election with Romney, like we saw in the general election with McCain, and whether or not they punished the governor for the health exchange. Now, I think what helps the governor right now has to be his fight, his renewed fight to keep marriage traditional in Idaho, where most people have given up, most state governors. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on Governor Otter versus Mr. Belukoff and that ad. Think about it. I don't know how many people have been wooed and voted for levies. I mean, this show seems to have come to fruition during the education battles here in the state of Idaho. And we've covered both sides of the issue. But is it enough? And my big question is there enough money? Do you take the money from the rainy day fund and put it into the schools? That's the issue. You know, we're so blessed to go to the schools. I love going to the schools, even though we had some computer problems yesterday. Thank you, River Glen Junior High. Great time yesterday. Because you find out what the people are all about, the real people. We go to Linda in Meridian at 580KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to weigh in on this. I am an educator, and I do teach economics, and I do always tell my students that our state is in the black. We may have had to make some sharp cuts, but we don't have this debt weighing on us. And I guess I want to weigh in on this, that the governor may not have done some things, but he did some things really right. Thank you.
Linda?
Yes.
So when you say that, what's the mood of the people in your school when they talk about the governor's race? Does Mr. Belukoff have the vote of the education folks?
No. No. Actually, as far as I can tell, the governor has it tied up in my school. But, you know, I don't know what everybody's going to vote. I just say that's the feeling.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, the governor winning the education vote. We go to Vicki in Boise at 580KIDO.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you, Vicki?
Same thing. I was listening to, David that was talking about how important the coroner's position is, and I just wanted to address it quickly that I find it interesting that Mike Chilton is running as a Republican. However, the whole sheriff's department, the chief of police, all of our EMT people, he's not supported by them, even though they're Republican. They are endorsing Dottie Owens, who is running under the Democratic ticket, and clearly has direct experience with the coroner's office. And I just don't understand his endorsement, because it is really a critical office that a lot of people don't know anything about, and aren't educated on. So I don't know. That just threw me when he said that, you know, he was
Well, it sounds like you've been covering it pretty heavily there, Vicki.
I have, because I've always felt that it's actually a position that should be appointed, not an elected position, because of the responsibility of the coroner's office, you know, to every family, you know, in the state, if they ever have to deal with a death. And I guess I've been down that road, so it's important to me.
What about the governor's race? What do you think of that?
You know, you just have to get out and dig to believe all of the ads and everything. I clearly still will support Governor Otter. I think he's so dedicated and hardworking and loyal.
That's good news for the governor.
I've always voted for him, and I really just wanted to have people possibly think, even if you cross party line on one click on that ballot, to really think about the coroner's office. That's
all right, Vicki.
What I wanted to say. Thank you for letting me have the time.
Well, that's what we're here for. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. There's Vicki staying on message, talking about how important the coroner's office is. And I know Ray and Amaya and I have heated debates about the coroner's office each and every day, finding out who is going to be the next coroner. And I know Jim from Star is lobbying me on that as well. But you know something, instead of being critical of folks, thank you. Thank you for caring. And we're here to promote not only the great things of Idaho, but we've reached a point in our nation where we can't sit there and smack people for being politically active. We need people to care about the state school superintendent's race. We need people to care about the coroner's race. We need you to be active and to participate, not just for our own self-interest, but for the self-interest of our state. Self-interest when it comes to self-governance. Otherwise, it's going to be Friday night tailgate special, y'all.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. 51 in Meridian, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO. Thank you for starting your day with us. Kay Miller with you. You know something? If you have children, or if you're like me, your children are your four-legged family members, give them a big hug today. And thank God that we live in Idaho. Two crazy stories going on that is just kind of crazy. And I don't even know how to define them. The only good thing that I can come from this, I was talking to my friend Chris. I saw him at Fred Meyer's the other day. And Chris just decided he's doing well in Emmett, having a good time, and he and Tammy and the crew, and I've known them for years. In fact, they were the first people that I met here in the Treasure Valley. And we were talking about the news. He goes, Kevin, man, I just can't take it anymore. The news is just so bad all the time. And I go, yeah, in the old days, it used to be that the bad news was good for talk radio, but it's just so overwhelmingly bad. And then I think he caught himself when he said he turned off the radio. I'm like, hey, it's my livelihood, Chris. But I was thinking about this, and I'm looking at two stories right now that Glenn has covered, and I know Sean has covered this extensively, but the police in Missouri are now stocking up on riot gear ahead of the grand jury decision because they're not going to charge that police officer with shooting that kid. Michael Brown. Eric Holder mad over selective leaks. Eric Holder did such a grave disservice to our nation by going down there, and his people were bludgeoning people, rioting, burning other people's property, all in the name of alleged civil rights, which is BS. Actually, I had to catch myself on that one. Investigating the police. Here you have this police officer that was almost killed shooting a man in self-defense. Yes, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Michael Brown, but then saying the law doesn't matter, justice doesn't matter, he needs to be prosecuted. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and others, because the guy's white. Shame on those people for doing that. And thank goodness we live in Idaho where we don't have those issues, but can you believe there's going to be blood in the streets of Ferguson because the law prevailed? The law prevailed. Shocking. Let's get you to traffic. I'll share that other story next. You know, usually when we have Pro-Life in, he's like 77 hours early. I don't know where he is, but coming up next, he's running for governor again. We'll try and make it engaging and entertaining, Pro-Life, Kevin Miller. Stay tuned.